What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, "This is the harshest black pill Muslim coppers will ever swallow." Okay? So today we're going to be talking about the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill. Now, why do we call it Nagasaki Hiroshima? The guy who invented the atomic black pill, Saint Hamoudi. Yes, why does Saint Hamoudi call it Nagasaki Hiroshima atomic black pill? It's because nothing stands in the way of a nuclear blast. Okay, so when you drop the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill, all falsehood is utterly destroyed. So I am here today to save you young men, in particular Muslim men, from falsehood. Now, what you guys need to understand about the Islamic religion is that the Islamic religion is kind of like a knife. Imagine if I had this knife that it cuts meat, it cuts butter, it cuts vegetables. I can make the best meal with that knife. Yet I can take that very same meal, go out and murder innocent people with that very same knife, even though that knife can make a delicious meal. It's really the same thing with the Islamic religion. As we all know, Islam is really the last bastion against feminism, but the feminists are now using the hijabis to attack Islam. And they can fuck Islam up really bad if you guys don't have somebody like me dropping these Nagasaki Hiroshima black pills, you know. A lot of Muslim guys, they can't do what I do for a couple of reasons. Number one, they want to portray this good Muslim boy stereotype. And number two, even more important than that, they don't want Susan to demonetize their channels, or worse, delete their channel. I've had my channels deleted before. I also had a video where I told you guys not to marry niqabis because they're the sluttiest woman of all. That video was actually removed a couple of days ago. See, this is why I created MGTOW TV, and this is why I tell you guys, go to MGTOW.TV. All my videos are there before they're on YouTube, before they're anywhere else. I've got videos going back well over 3 years, even from my old channel that Susan deleted almost 3 years ago next month. So, the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill that you Muslim coppers out there can't swallow, or the harshest pill that you guys are gonna swallow. Now, before we get into that pill, the picture I have in the thumbnail is a picture of that hijabi Pakistani American girl. I made a video a couple of weeks ago about this hijabi who married a nice Muslim guy. And then, you know, a year later, she divorced him. And then she got on social media saying nigger and shit, claiming that he raped her, he beat her, he forced her to wear a hijab. And of course, it's all bullshit. And the guy recently, like within the past couple of weeks, that's when I made the video, the guy ended up killing her. And he killed himself. Now, what did the Prophet Muhammad say? The Prophet Muhammad said, "You woman can mislead a good man." So the man that this hijabi married, he was a good man, and now he committed suicide. Obviously, offing yourself is suicide. That's a one-way ticket to the hellfire. Personally, I am not upset that he killed the ex of a hoe. She got what she deserved. But the fact that this young man, who was a good Muslim, had to kill himself, that does fall under the category of suicide. And suicide is a one-way ticket to Jahannam, aka the hellfire. So my job, Amr Mitwali, is to save you men, in particular you Muslim coppers out there, from going astray. So when I drop these Nagasaki Hiroshima black pills on you guys, I obliterate all falsehood, and I leave you with nothing but the truth. Now, here is the harshest truth, black pill truth, that any of you guys out there, I don't care if you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, Hindu, whatever, this is the hardest black pill for a lot of guys out there to swallow, and that is most women have been blackpilled ever since they were 9-10 years old. Let me say that one more time for all the slow people out there who watch my channel, like Coach Bitch Pill and Yogi Obes. Most women have been blackpilled ever since they were 9, maybe 10 years old. Now, you guys might are probably asking, Amr, how in the world can women get blackpilled? The answer is very, very simple. You see, when a woman starts growing boobs and guys give her attention, you see, I've said it before and I've said it again, there's only two types of women in this world. There's the sharmuta and ghairana min sharmuta. There's the whore and the woman who is jealous of the whore. That's all you have, guys, okay? There is no such thing as good woman. The Prophet Muhammad said, there has only been 4 good women in the history of mankind. They're all dead and they don't make them anymore. And furthermore, the Prophet Muhammad said, women are intellectually and morally deficient, okay? So you guys out there gotta understand, get this through your motherfucking minds, okay? You either have a sharmuta or you have a girl who is jealous of the sharmuta. That's all you have, guys. There is no good woman out there, okay? Now, why are women black-pilled? So like I was mentioning earlier, when a woman starts growing boobs and getting hair on her pussy and guys start, hey baby mama, what are you doing tonight? You know, like a certain PUA out there tells you to approach women. Women get attention. So when a woman gets male attention, they're talking to her, they're asking her out, they want to get her number, they want to friend her on Facebook, they're giving her their lunch money, she's going to go down the path of, hey, I'm a sharmuta, I could be a dirty, dirty sharmuta, I can sleep around with all the guys out there, you know, guys are going to do everything for me, I don't even have to use my brain, because guys will take care of me. Now, opposite of that, you know, the girl who's also 9-10 years old, but because she's homely looking, aka not attractive, and guys are not paying her any attention, she's gonna go down the path of, I'm gonna focus on my career, and at the same time, I'm gonna have to use my brain. You see, smart women don't use their brain. I don't know if any of you guys are remember Married with Children. Kelly was dumb as dumb can be. Why? Because she's hot and guys will do anything for her, you know. Kelly Bundy can go from dating your local bad boy to dating like the state senator, right? If you guys remember those episodes. So hot women don't have to use their brain. Now, it's the sub five. It's a below average woman that you guys out there have to worry about, because when those women use their brain, bad things happen. Guys, I cannot warn you enough, okay? A woman who uses her brain, she's gonna fuck you over because she's thinking long term. Now, if you guys are new to my channel, especially if you're just new to the manosphere, you probably don't remember a girl by the name of Georgia Free. You guys out there who've been following me on MGTOW TV for the past couple of years, you all know who Georgia Free is. Georgia Free, even though she's a blue-eyed, blonde, white girl, she's like a 4. And she came on the internet about 3-4 years ago claiming to be a red-pilled woman and that she's different and all that stuff. She's unlike all the other women. She claimed to be a Nawalt. And obviously, she's, because her SMV is low, she's a doctor. Granted, she's a glorified babysitter as a pediatrician, but nevertheless, you know, she is a doctor, so obviously she had to have some smarts going on for her. Now, Georgia Free, she, before Scamarona, okay, she dated this pilot. I think he was like a private charter pilot, you know, obviously higher SMV than her. He's way better looking than she is. And then when Scamarona happened, he lost his job. She, on the other hand, because she's a pediatrician and a doctor, her business was booming, and she dumped her pilot boyfriend. I made a video about this where I exposed her as your typical hypergamous woman, and guess what? She deleted her channel and she exited social media altogether. You can still watch her videos. You can go on YouTube or even MGTOW TV, type in Georgia Free, that's Georgia like the state, Free, F-R-E-E, and you can still see some of her videos. Now, Georgia Free being a sub 5 woman, obviously she's smart, and I told you guys, smart woman, they are very, very conniving, okay? They will think 7 steps ahead of you, okay? A lot of you guys out there, you go after sub 5 woman. You know, there's a guy who commented on YouTube and he said, "Yo, Amr, all these Muslim guys I have met, you know, they all are like not multi-millionaires, but they like make, you know, several $100,000 a year. You know, they either went to medical school for 10 years or they spent 10 years working at their business, growing their business. And at the end, they get a woman who's like a 2 or a 3 at best." And the guy was like, how? Well, unfortunately, what happens is that a lot of you Muslim guys out there, a lot of you guys, not just Muslim guys, but a lot of you guys out there, you don't want to go after a hot woman because you know that a hot woman has options and she will leave you. Well, guess what? You're actually better off with a hot woman who's gonna leave you than you are with a sub 5 woman who's gonna stick around, and I'm gonna tell you why. Now, Big John said something very, very smart back in the day when he was making MGTOW videos. He said, "Would you rather be in an 1100 degree oven or a 900 degree oven?" Now, if you are in an 1100 degree oven, you're gonna be like, "Oh shit, this is hot, let me get the hell out of here." But if you are in a 900 degree oven, you're gonna be like, "Oh no, it's not that bad." Well, it's gonna get worse. You see, I was married to by Egyptian standards, at least, I was married to a hot woman. She had multiple guys chasing after her. So when we were married, you know, she was like, "Amr, I want to go to Dubai, first class. I want to go out, hang out with my friends in Dubai." And I'm like, "Nah, babe. Yeah, we don't spend money like that in the Mitwali family." And she's like, "Well, you gotta spend money on me or otherwise divorce me." Guess what? I divorced her. And the thing you guys need to understand about these women, you know, these toxic women who are hot, you know, my ex was a turbo thought. Now, of course, I didn't know that. She did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. But in reality, she made white woman blush. I mean, that's how bad of a turbo thought she was. So right off the bat, guys, no Muslim woman is ever gonna admit to being a turbo thought because they know that's gonna ruin their chances of actually getting with a high value man who can take care, who can take care of them. Fortunately for me, at the time I was already red pilled. So when I realized she was exhibiting thought tendencies, I'm like, eject, eject, eject. So when I was in that very toxic environment, I knew within a month that I got to get the hell out of that marriage. And as you guys know, I hopped on a plane, I came to America, and I served that whole divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C. So let's say you marry a sub 5 woman, which a lot of Muslim coppers end up doing. Well, guess what? That sub 5 Muslim woman, she's gonna use her brain to scam you long term, okay? Now, a Muslim woman who is sub 5, she knows that she simply can't hop on another dude's cock and get what she wants. I mean, you take my ex. I don't follow my ex. I don't know anything about her. I could care less about her. But she can get another man, even though she's a turbo thought. She can, and other men probably know it, she can still get other men. Now, unattractive women, they can't get another man that easy. So what these women do is that they have to secure the bag, okay? Securing the bag means they have to get cash and prizes out of you. So what these women do, these sub five hojabis do, is that when they marry you, they're gonna give you a lot of sex. They're gonna tell you, I love you, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. You know, they're gonna have a couple of kids with you. You know, you're gonna build a business with them. You're gonna buy a house, maybe put the house in her name. And guess what? 7 years after marriage, she's gonna turn on you. She's either gonna divorce rape you, take the kids, which, believe it or not, is actually the best option, or she's gonna make your life a living hell. Guys, there are so many Muslim guys out there, whether they're in our small community here in small town USA, or whether it's back in Egypt, so many Muslim guys who are in their 30s and, you know, their life is over. You can tell when a guy is dead and on the inside. I'm seeing these Muslim guys, you know, can you imagine being the typical Muslim? You spend your entire life working hard at school, getting good grades, becoming a doctor, building up that business, and then you go out to get a woman who's a fucking 2 or a 3, and then a couple of years later, after she pops out some kids, you know, she pulls the pin on the fat grenade, like Terrence Pop says. You know, she gains 200 pounds. She doesn't give you sex, assuming you still want sex from a freaking beluga whale. And guess what? You have been scammed. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, a lot of you Muslim coppers who are married to sub-5 women, you have been scammed, okay? I told you, these women, because they're smart, because ever since they were 9-10 years old, they realized, hey, I have to use my brain because no man is gonna come up to me because I'm not hot enough. So these women, they use their brain and they go out, they get some guy who's like, oh, she wears a hijab, oh, she prays to Allah, she likes Muhammad. She has to be a good wife. And in reality, guys, she's not even a good person, let alone a good wife. And like I mentioned before, man, women are either sharmutas or they are jealous of a sharmuta. You know, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, Alpha, he always says that women are either one of two things, okay? He says that you could... This is what Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo says. He says you cannot rush the slut. I, Amr Metwali, I say you cannot hold back the sharmuta, okay? This is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand, okay? Even if you marry a sub-5 woman, if she gets plastic surgery, if she loses weight, guess what? She's gonna go out and become the biggest whore on the planet, okay? Now, if she is unable to become a big, big time whore because she's just too fat, too damn ugly, then she's simply gonna make your life a miserable hell. You see, guys, every fucking woman out there, guys, every motherfucking woman on the face of the planet, she wants to go through her sharmuta phase. She wants to go through her slut phase. This is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. Every woman needs to go through that whole phase. Because if she doesn't go through it, guys, if she doesn't go through it, she's gonna be miserable. It's like missing out, man. You know, if a woman doesn't go through her whole phase, in her brain, she's missing out, okay? I know there's a lot of people out there on the internet, they tell you, Oh, well, women really don't like to get smashed and dashed. That's partially true, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, when a woman gets smashed and dashed by Chad and Tyrone, the guys that she really wants, that's when she feels bad, okay? You see, in a perfect world, a woman would have a beta male taking care of her, yet at the same time, she'll go out and she will, can you guys see the people back there behind me? Not in the car, but by the showers. No, the car is blocking them. Okay, there she is. Okay, you guys see the beluga whale? Can you guys see the beluga whale at the shower? I don't know if the camera can show it. Yeah, there's a beluga whale at the shower, and there's a guy in green. That's probably her boyfriend. Guys, I've been seeing a lot of people now where the woman is morbidly obese and the guy is skinny, man. I don't know what's going on, but I'm seeing skinny guys going out with like fucking morbidly obese woman. Look, I get it, you know. You gotta balance out the universe, no pun intended, you know. If the girl is fat, you're skinny, you know, the kids might be okay. If you're tall, the girl is short, you know, your kids will come out okay. But, you know, seeing guys going out with morbidly obese woman like that, that just ain't right, man. But I've been seeing more and more of that. And that's, you know, that's part of sexual inflation, you know. Sexual inflation affects all men, not just Muslim men in particular. But, you Muslim guys out there, you guys out there watching this shit, man, you gotta understand, man. She's got to go through the slut phase. If she doesn't go through her whore phase, she's gonna be miserable, she's gonna be upset, and she's going to blame you for it. She's gonna say, oh, you know, somebody uploaded a TikTok on MGTOW TV a couple, you know, this was a while back, maybe even a year or more than a year ago. And in the TikTok, you know, there was this overweight, unattractive Latina woman who said, thank God I'm not hot, because if I was hot, I'd be the biggest whore on the face of the planet. So a lot of these women out there, guys, every woman out there wants to be a whore. So when you marry a sub 5 hojabi and she doesn't become a whore, she's gonna say, oh, I didn't enjoy my life because of my husband. You know, it's like, nah, bitch, you didn't get to enjoy your life because you're fugly and fucking Chad and Tyrone don't want to have anything to do with you. But of course, as we all know, women cannot accept agency. Listen, ain't no woman gonna come out and say, oh yeah, the reason why Chad and Tyrone don't want me is because I'm fugly. No. They have to put the blame on somebody else. You see, there's a reason why women go out with men. Women go out with men simply to have somebody that they can put the blame on. Let me say that one more time. Women go out with men simply so they can have somebody to put their blame, to blame, you know, for all their faults, for all their shortcomings, for all their faults, all their shortcomings. Women want somebody to put the blame on, because again, women cannot accept responsibility, okay? You know, when I married the ex, you know, everything wrong and bad with her life was my fault. It's like, bitch, what did you do for the past, you know, 25 years before you met me? I mean, how did you survive? I mean, everything wrong and bad in her life, even though we were together like a couple of weeks, everything wrong and bad in her life was my fault. Some way, somehow, anything wrong in her life, even if the problem was before me, you know, even if she had a problem like fucking 15 years ago, some way, somehow, it was my fault, you know. See, this is why women go out and get into relationships, so they can have somebody they can put all their faults on. Now, going back to this hojabi that was killed by her husband in the thumbnail, you know, she wanted to be a dirty, dirty sharmuta. This is a woman who, when she grew up, she wasn't getting any male attention, but then she looks max, you know, and now she wants to go out, she wants to get male attention, she wants to ride that cock carousel, but at the same time, she doesn't want to say, hey, I'm a dirty, dirty sharmuta. She doesn't want to admit to the fact that she wants, you know, Chad fucking her from the pussy, Tyrone fucking her from the ass, high-fiving one another, you know, cream pieing her face, pulling her hair, making her squirt all over the place. She doesn't want to admit to being a dirty, dirty sharmuta. So what she does is that she says, oh, my husband, he beat me, he threatened me, he made me wear the hijab, and now, because I finally got free from him, I'm going to go out and I'm going to sleep with all these guys, and it's my husband's fault, you know. This is why her husband ended up killing her, because she was bringing him shame and disgrace. This is what you guys out there, in particular, you Muslim copers out there, need to look at them. They're right behind me. Look, look, look. Skinny dude and a fat whale. I mean, guys, things are getting so bad for a lot of guys out there, man, that, you know, sexual inflation is through the roof now, man. I mean, look, in all honesty, you guys are better off being single and lonely than being in a relationship with a fucking hippopotamus. And the thing is, you know, that guy seemed okay with it. I mean, you guys didn't see his face, but the way he was talking and acting, you know. See, this is a problem, man. A lot of guys, here's something you guys need to understand. Do you guys want to know why guys have midlife crisis? I'm 41. Actually, if we go by the Islamic calendar, I'm over the age of 42. You guys see me having a midlife crisis? Hell no. I love my life now more than any time in my life. I love my life right about now. Why? Because I don't have a fucking woman who's bringing me down. A lot of these guys out there who have midlife crisis, it's because they got married young, they came out of college, they worked their asses off, they married some sub 5 hojabi, and then she got them with fucking kids and shit like that, and they are in what Sandman would refer to as a cheaper to keep her situation, where the guy is stuck in a sad and pathetic marriage simply for the children and simply so the bitch doesn't fucking, you know, steal his business, his wealth, and what have you. That's a really, really sad predicament for you guys to be in. I mean, happiness is what really counts. You know, as you guys know, there's this girl in San Cristobal. I fucked the shit out of her. I know a lot of you guys, well, not a lot of you guys, but a good portion of you guys tell me, Amar, oh, that's Zena. She's a single trash hoe mom. Who gives a fuck, bro? Who gives a fuck? Her pussy's good. She's hot. That's all that matters. I mean, would you rather be like me, Amar Mitwali, fucking hot bitches, you know, while traveling the world, enjoying life? Or would you rather be fucking in a dead bedroom marriage and your life is not even half over and you're wishing for God to come and take your life, man? I mean, because a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you are in that situation. You are in that situation where you're like, you're not even 35 yet, man. You're not even fucking 35 yet, and you're like, what do I do now? You know, I went to college, I graduated college at around 22, I got married by 24, 25. Now I got like 2 or 3 kids. My wife gained 200 pounds. She doesn't give me, we haven't had sex in like 7 years. So what do I do with my life, you know? She takes all my money. I told you guys, you know, there are fucking Muslim guys out there who make $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. And Ahmad, where's your money at, bro? I don't know. Ask the wife. Guys, I don't make money. You know, I never made money with MGTOW TV, okay? I'm going to start losing money big times on MGTOW TV when we have to get that bigger server. I never made money on off of MGTOW TV. In fact, you know, GiveSendBro, formerly known as ManoPay.net, that's beginning to make a little bit of money. And that money goes into covering MGTOW TV's losses, yet I'm still able to enjoy life. I'm still able to, like, fucking hop on a plane and go to fucking Mexico, even though I am making less than a fraction of Muslim doctors, lawyers, engineers, and what have you. Why? Because I don't have a fucking wife draining all my money. You see, guys, you need to understand something. You guys out there, you married men out there, especially you Muslim copers, you need to understand something very, very important, okay? When a woman is with you and she is miserable, she hates you, she's gonna drain all your money for two reasons. Reason number one, wasting money makes her feel good about herself. Because a woman is miserable, she's gonna waste your money on eating out, becoming even fatter and uglier. She's gonna waste your money buying Louis Vuitton. She's gonna waste your money because wasting money is the only way a woman can actually feel good and happy, even though she's gonna feel good and happy for exactly 2.5 minutes before, oh yeah, she's not gonna wear that, you know, Louis Vuitton shoe ever again, even though she just crapped out, you know, that filet mignon and wrap and lobster tail from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. The fact that woman can get fleeting happiness for just a couple of minutes, it's okay for them to waste your hard-earned money because it's not their money, it's your money. So she can waste that money all she wants without any regrets. That's number one. Number two, these hijabis, they waste your money purposely because they want to keep you broke. Imagine if you were able to hop on a plane, go to fucking San Cristobal, you're in a bar. You know, when I go to a bar, guys, I'm, believe it or not, I'm working on MGTOW TV. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, what? You're at a bar working on MGTOW TV? Yeah, man. Just go there, get yourself a table, put your headphones on, and just work on MGTOW TV. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm not at the bar, you know, a drink in my hand and the, on my other hand on my junk walking around saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm Alpha. Hey, baby mama, what are you doing tonight? Like a certain PUA out there tells you to do. You know, I'm doing something fucking productive. So when I'm there and fucking, you know, this hot Latina, you know, she literally comes and gets onto my lap, and then I'm fucking the shit out of her for the next couple of days. See, your hijabi of a wife, she doesn't want you to find out about the alpha male lifestyle. You see, there is nothing more a hijabi or any low SMV woman hates more than the alpha male lifestyle. Because she's gonna, because here's the thing, guys. Imagine if you guys were able to do what I do. Hop on planes, go all over the world, fuck hot bitches, right? You're gonna be like, what the fuck am I doing with this bitch for? You know? Plus, you're going to be giving your attention to other women, you know? I told you guys, when I was in the Dominican Republic, you know, there are black men, you know, they have good jobs, they got wives back home, but when they go to Dominican Republic, for example, they're fucking all the prostitutes in town, okay? So this is why women, in particular the hijabi, this is why they want to drain your bank account. Because A, it makes them feel good about themselves when they buy dumb shit. And secondly, because you're always broke, you're not going to be able to live that alpha male lifestyle and realize, oh shit, I got better options in San Cristobal. I got better options in Oaxaca or Oaxaca. So you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. You guys, especially you Muslim coppers out there, I cannot stress this enough, man. Outside of Chad and Tyrone, it's over. don't get married. And there's a reason why Chad and Tyrone don't get married. They know once the woman domesticates them, which eventually she will, she'll domesticate them. She's gonna get bored and she's gonna cheat on them with the next upcoming Chad and Tyrone. So this is why Chad and Tyrone don't settle down and they go from one woman to another. Actually, one woman, you know, women go to them. They don't go to woman. You know, Chad and Tyrone, man, they don't go to woman like you guys do. Women go to them. And that's one last thing that I wanted to close on, man. Don't ever go up to a woman or her father. I know in Islam, if you want a woman, you go up to her father, okay? That's how it should be done. But what did I tell you guys in my last video? What worked in the 7th century just doesn't work anymore. Get that through your minds. Marriage is dead. I honestly don't know what I can say or do to get it through to you Muslim coppers out there. Marriage is dead. Okay? If you go up to a woman or you go to her father, she has all the power. Okay? You know, I've heard so many Muslim guys, they go up to a woman or her father, they want to marry her, and her family is like, oh, you want my daughter? Give us $50,000, 50,000 United States dollars in mahar. Yet, Chad and Tyrone, who she went up to when she was vacationing in Venice Beach next to Santa Monica in California, she bought him filet mignon and invited him up to her $300 a night hotel room, and she did triple monkey backflips for Chad and Tyrone. But yet you, Mr. Good Muslim guy, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you have to pay $50,000 mahar, which is pretty much, you know, see, mahar is pretty much the reverse divorce rape. You see, when you marry, here in America and in the Christian world, when you marry a woman and she divorce rapes you, she gets money from you in the back end. You know, after the marriage is over, that's when a non-Muslim woman, a Christian woman, makes her money. But in Islam, it's the other way around. It's where the guy puts up a substantial amount of money, then the woman decides to divorce him anyway because, you know, she got the money. You know, that girl in the thumbnail who was killed by her ex, I would not be surprised if that poor Muslim man worked his ass off to get her a big ring and put down a big, big mahar slash dowry to marry her. And then what does she do? She decides to divorce him and run around the internet saying nigger and shit, making him look like he's a fucking terrorist, while all along she's fucking sleeping around with Chad, Tyrone, you know, buying them shit. See, this is the problem with Muslim women. Muslim women are going out there, they're looking for that nice Muslim guy to fuck you over. Let me say that one more time. All you Muslim coppers out there, you need to fucking understand, man. These hijabis, they're out there looking for you. They're looking for Mr. Nice Muslim Guy. Allahu Akbar, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. They're looking for you to fuck you over. Let me say that one more time, okay? You good Muslim men out there who are not Chad, you're not Tyrone, woman, your woman, your hijabis, they're out there looking to fuck you over. Okay? You guys have to keep in mind, if she's hot, she's just gonna jump around from man to man getting whatever she wants, okay? If she is sub 5, which most women are, especially Muslim women, they're gonna use that brain to fuck you over in the long run. Okay? This is what a lot of guys out there need to understand. You see, you guys saw the skinny dude with the beluga whale a couple of minutes ago here at the beach. You see, even non-Muslim guys are going after sub-5 women because they're like, well, ain't Sharon Tyrone don't want her. She is so low SMV that she really has no choice but to be with me. You guys need to understand, man. I've said this in the video, and I'm gonna say it again. You don't want a woman who is so fucking low SMV that she has no choice but to be with you, because she's not gonna be grateful, man. You guys out there need to understand. You guys got to understand this point. Women are ungrateful. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad tells us the vast majority of people in the hellfire are women. And when he was asked, oh Prophet, why do women go to Jahannam? Why do women go to the hellfire? He said, because they are ungrateful to their husbands. So let's say you are your typical Muslim doctor, you're making $250,000 a year, and then you go marry a woman who's a fucking 2 or a 3, thinking to yourself, oh, she's gonna be grateful, you know, I'm fucking a 6 or a 7 when it comes to looks, but yet here I am, I'm gonna take this woman who's like a 2 or a 3 at best, she's gonna be grateful. No, she's actually gonna hate you. You see, this is what you guys need to understand, man. Women are black-pilled. Women have been black-pilled ever since hair grew on their pussy. Every woman out there, she knows her sexual market value ever since they were 9, 10 years old, okay? If you're fucking 10 years old, guys are giving you their lunch money, you know you're hot, therefore you can just hop around from man to man getting what you want, and knowing very well that even though you might be a turbo thought, somebody's gonna settle for you. You guys take Kim Kardashian. You know, after Kanye West, she went with what? Pete Davidson? And she recently broke up from Pete Davidson. Listen, Kim Kardashian can go to any man in the world and he will take her. These super hot, turbo thought women, they know that even though they're turbo thoughts and the whole world knows that they are a turbo thought, they know for an absolute fact, pretty much a lot of guys out there, high value men even, they know that a lot of guys out there will still take them even though they're dirty sharmutas. Now, the unattractive woman, you know, they know ever since they were 9, 10 years old that they're unattractive. So that's when they have to go out and they have to fucking scam some incel in denial, okay? A lot of you Muslim guys out there, you're fucking incels, man, okay? Heck, even I, Amr Mitwali, to a certain degree, even I'm an incel. But I am what MD over at Smash TV would refer to as an acceptable incel, okay? I'm no Chad, I'm no Tyrone, okay? I am an acceptable incel, okay? You Muslim guys out there, you know, if you're fucking 5'4", 5'5", you're Indian, you're Arab, you look like fucking Yogi Obes, you are a incel. You're not even an acceptable or a passable incel. You're just a flat-out incel. So these low SMV women, they go after guys like you with the sole intent of fucking you over. And again, I cannot stress this point enough, okay? The women who are low value and they go after you, they're going after you because they are low value and they know it. So when you marry them, okay, she's not grateful that a doctor making $250,000 a year who's like a 6 or a 7 went for a girl who's a fucking 2 or a 3. She's not grateful. If anything, she's actually embarrassed, because in her brain, if this guy really was high SMV, why would he be with a girl who's a fucking 2 or a 3? Listen, I told you guys, I, Amar Metwali, right now, right here, I can marry a girl who's like a 2 or a 3. Tons of girls at our local mosque, they're 2s and 3s. I can marry them right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can marry 4 women right now. They're all 2s, maybe 3 on a good day. But I don't. Why? Because I fucked hotter bitches. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. When you fuck hot bitches, you can't go and marry a 2 or a 3, okay? Just like when a woman marries somebody who's making $100,000 and she divorce rapes him, she's not gonna go out and marry someone making $50,000, you know? A woman's hypergamy has to go up. It's the same thing when it comes to us men. Now, the core difference between men and women go for resources, men go for looks. So when I fuck hot bitches, I can't be with a woman who's a fucking 2 or a 3 when I fucked women who are like 7 and 8s. I can't go down like that, okay? Same thing with a woman who marries a doctor or a lawyer. She can't go down to a truck driver. That's just how it is, guys. Now, one last thing I want to bring up before we close this video. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of guys in the manosphere, they'll tell you women don't like being smashed and dashed. That's partially true. They don't want to be smashed and dashed by Chad and Tyrone because they want to lock these guys down. Now, here's the thing that you guys have to know, okay? If a woman can lock down a beta male and have a Chad and a Tyrone fuck her, that would be the best. You see, in a woman's world, she'll have 2 men. She'll have you, the beta male, the nice Muslim guy, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, praise Allah, ooh, ooh. She'll have you making $250,000 a year. You know, she's driving around in a Lambo, living in a McMansion, eating filet mignon because you're taking care of her. And then she'll go out and she'll get fucked by Chad and Tyrone, whose greatest accomplishment is not getting drunk at 7:45 in the morning. See, this is why swinger clubs are becoming super popular. This is why polyamory or open relationships are becoming popular. Do you guys think that guys benefit from open relationships and going to swing clubs? Absolutely not. Guys do not benefit from open relationships and becoming swingers. The woman does. When a woman says, I want to be in an open relationship, hey, let's go to a swingers club. What she's really saying is, you don't make my pussy wet, but at the same time, you're giving me a good lifestyle. I just want to go out and fuck Chad and Tyrone because those are the guys I really want. But at the same time, they're not going to commit to me because they can do better than me. But hey, you're paying my bills. So at the end of the night, I'll go home with you, but I'm going to fuck these guys who I really want on the side. This is what you Muslim guys out there need to fucking understand, okay? Women wanna be fucked by Chad and Tyrone. They'll use you simply for the lifestyle that you give them. This is why you guys out there, especially you Muslim copers, okay? A lot of women, okay? Write what I'm saying down, record it. A lot of Muslim women, they're going to start opening up their relationship. They're gonna start going into swinger clubs and what have you. Guys, it's haram, okay? You as a man, you can go out there, marry 4 women. You can go out there and have a harem of a beautiful woman. That's what I plan on doing. I Amar Metwal, I'm not gonna get married, guys, okay? I may get married to like a Mexican chick if Biden comes out and says, if you didn't take the Scamorona vaccine, I'm gonna murder you. In that case, if I need to fucking live in Mexico, fine, I'll fucking marry some Mexican chick to get the citizenship from her. But am I gonna go out there and get married again, guys? In all likelihood, absolutely not. For me, Amar Metwali, it's gonna be the harem system moving forward. So yeah, I can fuck other women, but you know what? They can't fuck other guys. You see, the hijabis are doing the opposite of the harem system. What they're saying is, it's okay for me to fuck other guys, but you don't fuck other women. And again, this is why these women are gonna go after you, because they know that for you, as an insulin denial, as a typical blue pillar, as your typical Muslim coper, she knows that for you to go out and get a girl is gonna be damn next to impossible. So she doesn't have to worry about you leaving her, okay? So this is what I wanted to bring up for you Muslim copers out there. Stay away from Muslim woman. Let me say that one more time. Stay away from Muslim woman. Because all you guys have when it comes to Muslim woman, you either have the sharmuta or the woman who is jealous of the sharmuta. That's all you have when it comes to Muslim woman. And don't fucking tell me, oh no, Amar, she's different, she loves me, you know, like Blake would say on the Terrence Pop Show. Guys, again, women have been blackpilled since they were 9-10 years old, okay? There's a channel out there called Muslim TikTok. It's on fucking YouTube, okay? You got all these hijabis who are saying, oh, I wear the hijab so I don't have other guys, so I don't have guys look at me or sexually objectify me. And you get all these Muslim copers in their comment section like, Alhamdulillah, I wish my daughter can be like you. Can I marry you? Where are you? I want to go out there. You know, I remember, man, in Georgia Free's heyday on YouTube, there were guys going in her comment section saying, Georgia, where are you? I'm going to fly out there right now and marry you. You know, you guys out there need to understand, man, these women who claim to be good Muslim women or good women, they don't want you, man. They don't want you. They want Chad. They want Mr. 666 to slide in her DMA and be like, hey, baby, your place or mine. That's what these women want. So when you hear about all these hijabis saying, oh, I'm wearing the hijab or the niqab because I don't want men to look at me, I don't want the male gaze, what she's really saying is that I just don't want to be looked at by fucking 5'4" Indian curry seal named Yogi Obes. That's what they're really saying. I mean, think about it, guys. You know, I lived in Egypt for a couple of years. You know, you got these fucking hijabis out there. You know, their head is covered, but yet the clothes they wear is so fucking tight. Dude, her breasts are literally popping out of her blouse. Guys, I couldn't tell you the number of times I see a woman walking down the street in Egypt. You know, the jeans she's wearing is so fucking tight. I can see her pussy crack, man. I've seen more pussy cracks and nipples in Egypt than I have seen here in America. Yet these hijabis would be the first people to tell you, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You know, there's an old saying in the Middle East, you know, what's up here is for Allah, what's down here is for Abdullah. You know, this hijab is for Allah, what's below the hijab is for the slave of God. This is what a lot of you Muslim guys out there need to understand, man. These hijabis, they don't want attention from you. They want Mr. 6'3", 250 pound Chad, Giga Chad, to roll up behind them in their motorcycle, go, "Hey baby," she'll hop on and he'll do all sorts of things to her pussy. This is what these hojabis want, okay? Don't ever, under no circumstance, never ever listen to a woman who says, "I don't want the male gaze." Oh, okay, you don't want the male gaze. What are you doing on YouTube with a channel that has hundreds of thousands of followers and God knows how many tens of thousands of guys who are on your Instagram? What are you doing with that, Mrs. Nikabi? Oh, you don't want the male gaze when you're in school? Okay, why are you wearing makeup? Why is your pussy crack showing? Why is your nipples busting through your blouse if you don't want the male attention, Mrs. Hojabi? See, this is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand, man. A lot of Muslim women, what they do, and this is why they wear the hijab, okay? Real talk, okay? This is why a lot of Muslim women out there, they wear the hijab, okay? Because wearing the hijab, you see, a lot of Muslim women, they're dark skinned. They're Middle Eastern, they're Indian, they're dark skinned. So what a lot of hijabis do, because, you know, they covered up their body, right? They would use something called Fair and Lovely. Fair and Lovely, it brightens the skin. It's pretty much a bleaching cream. They put in blue contact lens. And the reason why Muslim, you know, if you see a hijabi, she'll leave a good part of her hair sticking out the hijab. And her hair, if you take notice, her hair is straight. And usually her hair would be either blonde or brown. See, what a lot of these hijabis do is that they want to give you the impression that they're white, okay? This is why they use Fair and Lovely to bleach their skin. This is why they put in blue contact lenses. This is why they straighten their hair and put like blonde, you know. My ex, okay, I honestly thought my ex was fucking Ukrainian until I fucking met her parents, man. You know, my ex, she had long eyelashes. She had blue contact lenses in there. She dyed her hair like fucking blonde, okay? This is how a lot of hijabis operate, because they wanna be white. And I'm gonna, you know, this video is getting to be like an hour long, man, and I wanna go into the ocean, but I'm finishing up this video, guys. Like 4 or 5 more minutes, we should be done, you know? A lot of these hijabis out there, guys, they wanna be white. Real talk, real mother fucking talk. You take a blonde woman and a dark skin woman, okay? Let's say you have a blonde European woman and then you have a dark skin Arab or Indian woman. I'm gonna choose the blonde. Donovan Sharp was doing a live stream yesterday on MGTOW TV, and one of the guys he was interviewing, he was an Indian guy, Indian American, not Indian like feather Indian, but Indian like Yogi Obs Indian, but he was Indian American. He was totally Americanized, so, you know, no accent, not, you know, he was American Indian, pretty much, you meaning he's American as apple pie. And this guy was on a reality show. They tried to hook him up with an Indian chick, but he was like, "No, I only go after blondes. I don't want Indian woman. I want blonde woman." See, this is what you guys need to understand, man. I told you, women are black-pilled ever since they were fucking 9, 10 years old. That hijabi, that Muslim woman, that dark-skinned Indian girl, that dark-skinned Arab woman, she knows. You take a white, blue-eyed, blonde woman and her, that white woman will win 100% of the time. They know that. You know, the only reason you'd pick a dark-skinned woman over a white, blue-eyed, blonde woman was because the dark-skinned woman, the hijabi, would have to suck dick a little bit harder and make a mean tuna casserole, okay? So there were benefits of getting with a dark-skinned woman over a blue-eyed blonde woman. But today's hijabis, today's Muslim woman, they don't suck dick and they don't want to cook for their husbands, there is. So there is no advantage to be with a Muslim woman. You guys take me for example again. I'd be with a Latina, white woman, Asian woman, but I won't be with a hijabi. I don't do Indian woman, I don't do black woman, I don't do Arab woman. And guess what? Right now, I, Amar Mitwali, I can marry, in our Muslim community, I can marry black, Indian, and Arab woman right now. But I don't, because again, I fucked a Latina. I fucked white woman. I haven't fucked an Asian woman yet. Thailand and Mongolia are on my hit list, just to let you all know, okay? But yeah. When you fuck, when you're able to fuck hot white woman, when you're able to fuck hot Latinas, what the fuck are you gonna do with an Arab woman? She doesn't cook, she doesn't clean, she doesn't suck dick. I mean, what the fuck am I gonna do with a hijabi? And this, you know, this is what you guys need to understand, man. These dark-skinned women, they know they're inferior. Black woman, Indian woman, Arab woman, they know that they are inferior compared to whites, Latinas, and Asians. This is why when dark-skinned women get with a white dude, they become the biggest sluts on the face of the planet. You know, that Muslim girl who doesn't want to suck your dick, when it comes to Chad, dude, she is sucking his cock dry, okay? You know, that black woman, you know, that German Shepherd, like, Drexel from the MGTOWN podcast would say, you know, that German Shepherd is like, go suck your own damn dick. You know, when it comes to Chad, yes, Chad, I love you, Chad. Whatever you want, Chad. This is what you guys, same thing with the Indian woman, you know, that Indian woman who's like, I'm strong and independent woman. I'm a feminist. I need no man. When it comes to Chad, she's like a little puppy dog. This is what you guys out there need to understand about dark-skinned women. They have an inferiority complex compared to white women, okay? And you, again, you cannot blame them. If you are a guy like me, if you're a guy like that Indian-American dude who was on Donovan Sharp's live stream yesterday, and you have options, you can get white woman, you're gonna take a white woman over Indian, black, or Arab. The Latina girl I have over in fucking San Cristobal, I'll take that bitch over Arab, black, or fucking Indian. So, dark-skinned women, they know that they are inferior compared to white women. This is why these dark-skinned women, when they get with their own kind, they're miserable. Again, that same dark-skinned woman who's gonna treat you, her own countryman, like shit. When it comes to a blue-eyed, blonde, white Chad, she's gonna treat him like a king, okay? And this is what you guys out there need to understand, okay? For example, that hijabi in the thumbnail who got killed by her husband, I guarantee you, that bitch was going to bars, nightclubs. She was swiping right on Tinder and every blue-eyed, blonde, white Chad, and she was sucking his dick, getting her hair pulled. He was hitting her from the back. He was fucking Eiffel Towering her, doing all sorts of freaky-deaky shit, making that pussy squirt all over the place. Yet her husband, who worked his ass off to give her a lifestyle, he probably gave her a big old ring for a diamond wedding ring. He probably put down a big ass dowry so he can get her from her father. What happened? What, at the end, she ran around town getting on the internet saying nigger and shit. Yet Chad was having his way with her. See, this is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. You Indian, black, and Arab guys, again, Indian, black, Arab guys, you need to motherfucking understand. Your woman, hate you. And that very same woman who's going to treat you like a piece of shit when it comes to Chad, she's going to be like a puppy dog. She's going to be subservient. She's going to keep his balls. She's going to, you know, stomach empty and balls drained, like Sandman would say. But the reality is, guess what? Chad would have his way with them, but he's not gonna settle down with dark-skinned woman. Let me say that one more time. Chad will have his way with dark-skinned woman, but he's not gonna settle down for them. And again, guys, if you are black, Arab, or Indian, and you can fucking get white woman, Latin woman, or even Asian woman, you yourself would not want your own dark-skinned kind. I'm just keeping it 100% with you guys. Anyway, I know this video's been going long enough as it is, but the bottom line, guys, women have been black-pilled ever since they were 9, 10 years old. You know, once they grow hair on their pussy, either guys are gonna simp for them, or either guys are not gonna simp for them. So either she's gonna be a turbo thought, jumping around from cock to cock ever since she's 9, 10 years old, or she's gonna fucking use her brain, find Mr. Nice Guy that she can take advantage of and ruin his life. Both ways, you will not win. If she's a dirty, dirty sharmuta, if she's a turbo thought like my ex was, she's just gonna hop around from cock to cock to cock. It's not your girl, it's just your turn. Or worse, if she is not attractive, she's homely looking, and she decides to be with you, she's gonna make your life a miserable hell. I mean, I would rather be divorce raped and left by my wife than fucking being one of those 35-year-old Arab guys who's wishing that Allah takes his life. See, guys, I cannot stress this enough. Guys have midlife crisis because they're married. Because the woman that they're with, she fucking scammed them. She did a bait and switch, you know. I love you. You're the best thing ever to happen to me. We're gonna have sex 10 times a day. And now the bitch hasn't had sex with him in years. She's 300 pounds overweight. She's draining his bank account. She's always nagging. Let me tell you one last thing, okay, guys? When I was driving cab, man, a lot of Persians and Armenian guys who were driving cab with me, they didn't need the money. Real talk. They didn't need the money. So, why are you doing it, bro? I can't stand to be with my wife. You know, a lot of these Persian and Armenian guys, you know, they were in a cheaper to keep her situation. So if they were to divorce her, you know, at 50, 60 years old, she's gonna take all their shit and they'd probably have to start all over again. So a lot of Middle Eastern dudes out there, man, they're in a cheaper to keep her situation. And let me tell you one last thing, okay, guys? When you are a single dude like me, Amr Mitwali, there is no such thing as a midlife crisis. I mean, think about it. Why would I have a midlife crisis for? I can hop on a plane, go anywhere in the world, and fuck hot bitches. If I want, I can go to the beach, jump in right now, come back in this car, drive up from fucking small town in Florida. I can go to New York if I want right now. I could be in Atlanta later on tonight running into Mr. Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. Guys. For single men like myself who are MGTOW, there is no such thing as a midlife crisis. Midlife crisis only happen to married men who have been scammed by their wives, you know? Fortunately for me, I have like 6 or 7 nephews and nieces, so I really don't need to have children of my own. I know a lot of you guys out there, you want to have your own children. Hey, man, if you have nephews and nieces like me or Aaron Clary, Treat them like your own children, man. Take them out. Have fun with them. Play with them, you know? So, yeah, man. The bottom line here, guys, that I wanted to tell you guys out there. Don't get fucking married. That's number one. Under no circumstance are you to get married unless you're desperate for a citizenship. Because Biden said, if you don't take this Camerona vaccine, I'm going to murder you. So don't get married. That's number one. Number two, stay away from dark-skinned women, especially if you are one of their own kind. And number three, guys, live a minimal lifestyle here in the West. And then every month or every other month, you go Mexico, Europe, Thailand, you know, fuck hot bitches. You know, live a minimal lifestyle, guys. You know, make sure you have a nice car that works. Living a minimal lifestyle, especially if you guys can make money off online. Like, as you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV and GiveSend Bro. Granted, I'm losing money with MGTOW TV, but GiveSend Bro is kind of helping out a little bit, so that's good. Make money online, guys. Make money online. Live a minimal lifestyle, and just make sure you have a nice car, you live in a good area. It all comes down to you not wasting money, okay? See, this is why Muslim guys, even though they might be making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, they end up losing it all because they don't live a minimal lifestyle, you know? You see, it doesn't matter. If you're making $20,000 a month, working 100 hours a week as a motherfucking doctor, and then at the end of the month, you ain't got nothing left because your hijabi of a wife has spent it on Louis Vuitton and eating out, what good does $20,000 do you, you know? Let's say you have $1,000 left at the end of the month. You know, that $1,000, that's enough for you to go to San Cristobal for a month and fuck hot Latinas, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, don't get married and live a minimal lifestyle and fuck hot bitches. And again, get the fuck out of the West. Guys, let me tell you something before I close this video, okay? In less than 2 hours, I could be on my way to Mexico. You guys know that? In less than 2 motherfucking hours, I could be halfway to Mexico, okay? You guys out there, you've got to have an escape plan, you know? Imagine if Biden came out and said, 12:01 tonight, if you have not taken the Scamarona vaccine, I'm gonna murder you. Imagine if Biden came out and said that, right? If Biden, you know, right now it's what? I don't know what time it is. It's probably 2:00 right now, Florida time, you know? Imagine Biden comes out on the TV and says, hey, 12:01, if you don't have the Scamarona vaccine, I'm gonna murder you. Hey, it's 2:00 right now. By 5:00, God willing, I'm halfway to Mexico on a plane. So you guys out there, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. You guys out there, you need to have an exit plan to get the fuck out of the West, okay? I'm not making this shit up, okay? Imagine if the Ukrainian guys could fly out of Ukraine rather than end up being thrown in on the front lines and getting fucking killed, you know? This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand. Have an exit plan. Women are a motherfucking liability, okay? Imagine if you told your wife, hey wife, let's save money, let's focus on Mexico. She's gonna be like, are you fucking retarded? I'm gonna divorce you, take everything you have, because you don't want me to take your money and squander it. That's what a lot of women do, by the way, guys. You know, when a man starts focusing on his own life, on his own hobbies, on his own passions, you know, there's nothing more a woman hates than when the beta male provider she's married to, there's nothing more she hates when that beta male provider starts focusing on himself, you know? Before I've been saying I'm going to close this video out for the past half hour, but I'm going to close it out in the next couple of minutes, okay? You know, my ex hated the fact that I was making videos for you guys, you know? That was back when I had my YouTube channel. That was back before MGTOW TV. My ex hated the fact that I was making videos. She actually hated the fact that I went to the gym. She was like, Amr, your only job is to make money for me. That's your only job. You don't make videos. You don't go to the gym. You make money and you give it to me. A lot of you Muslim guys out there, even non-Muslim guys, a lot of you guys out there who have been picked as a beta male provider, you are in that situation where your entire existence is to make money and hand it off to some hoe. My job, Amr Mitwali, is to save you guys from being in that position where all you do is work 100 hours a week, give your money to some whore, and you'll be wishing that God would take your life, okay? All right, guys, so that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!